grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. To direct our thoughts as we keep this festival of All Saints, I've chosen some words from the fourth chapter of St. Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth. St. Paul writes, "So we do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. We look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." And on this festival of All Saints, our thoughts turn from the visible church here on earth to the church in heaven, knowing that there are not two churches, but one church, Christ's one church, struggling here on earth and rejoicing in his nearer presence in heaven. As we shall sing in William Walsham Howe's wonderful hymn for this festival, "O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine." Yes, on this festival of All Saints, we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Just a few moments ago, we heard St. John's account of his wondrous vision of the things that are unseen, that great multitude which no one could number, standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, clothed in robes made white through the blood of the Lamb, holding in their hands palms of victory, and together with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, praising the Lord God who has brought them safely home. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to springs of living water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. on this festival of All Saints, we remember not only those whom the Church acclaims as saints, the Virgin Mother of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the holy patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, all those faithful men and women in whom the light of Christ shone so brightly. We not only remember them, we also remember our own loved ones who have left us. In faith, we know that our loss is their gain. But our sense of loss is real. Our grief is real. And as the late Queen Elizabeth once said, grief is the price we pay for love. Grief is the price we pay for love. And the greater the love, the greater the grief. Our Lord himself wept at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. And St. Paul doesn't tell the Christians in Thessalonica that they shouldn't grieve, but rather that they should not grieve as others do who have no hope. God shall at last wipe away all tears from our eyes. And we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. In the epistle read on this festival of All Saints, St. John, the beloved disciple, puts it so simply. Beloved, we are God's children now, but what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We shall see him as he is. And in the Holy Gospel read on this festival, Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And that's only one of the wonderful promises Jesus makes to all who place their trust in him. Listen again to what Jesus said to his disciples. And because you and I are his disciples, what Jesus is in fact saying to you and me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And again, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. These are Christ's promises to you and me. And these promises are even now being fulfilled in part. Fulfilled in part. But they are promises that will be perfectly fulfilled when the risen Lord appears in glory, puts all his enemies under his feet, and establishes that perfect kingdom of light and joy that will have no end. And yes, these promises are also a call to us, a call to conform our minds to the mind of Christ revealed in these words. Christ who blesses us with such exceeding great and precious promises. And so, not only on this happy festival of All Saints, but through all our days we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, because the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.